The world of theater is created from a variety of sources. Real life, historical events, classic fiction, something you made up on the spot. In the case of the Bebo Brinker Chronicles, playwrights Kate Mora Ryan and Linda S. Chapman sculpted their play from three pulp novels by Ann Bannon. These novels were written for discriminating women who enhanced their lives through a little bit of fantasy. These books were popular in the 50s, and as the culture changed during the 60s, these books faded, but their memories helped form the experiences for a fair number of the GLBT community. The problem with pulp literature is much of it was written as disposable works. These were written on a per-hire basis with word counts and tight deadlines, and most of the writers had no pretensions of creating art. Still, every once in a great while, somebody would create a short story or a novel or create a character that stands the test of time. Conan the Barbarian was created for pulp magazines, as was Doc Savage, Tarzan, and even Sherlock Holmes made his first appearance in a pulp magazine. Is Bebo Brinker in that league? I guess it depends on your perspective. I have no connection to any of the source material, so I can only judge the play in its present form. The Bebo Brinker Chronicles, now playing at the Richmond Triangle Players, tells the story of two women who part after college but remain connected through painful memories. Each wonders what if while going through other relationships. Neither can find the happiness they long for, and each settles for less than they feel they deserve. Carrie McGee does a solid job as Laura, the woman starting over in Greenwich Village, having been rejected by Beth, played by Heather Fox. Beth has repressed her true feelings and settled into a marriage with a man. Those repressed feelings grow and crystallize, and before she knows it, she is leaving her husband and children and heading across the country to find what she once had. The linking pin in the play is bartender Bebo Brinker, a woman who knows everyone below 14th Street and who ends up connected to both Laura and Beth. Bebo is played with verve by Emma Mason. At the beginning of the play, Bebo is assured, dominant, a towering figure that controls any situation. As the play progresses, she softens, becomes more vulnerable, and shows real growth. The men of the play, Justin Emilio as the flamboyant Jack, is wonderfully over the top, as he first acts as Laura's protector and then finds a way for the two of them to join mainstream society. Emilio is a lot of fun. Matt Hackman turns in a strong performance as Beth's confused husband, who tries to be supportive even when he doesn't understand the circumstances. In three supporting roles, Melissa Carroll Jackson creates very separate characters, each firmly rooted in the world of pulp. Sometimes pulp characters are a little more broadly drawn than those characters pulled from real life, and she adds spice to the mix. The set by John Knapp makes good use of every inch of the small stage, and Darren White's costumes help evoke the play's time period. Director Noreen Barnes has pulled together a good cast to work with an uneven script, and together they create a fun evening. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.